Jeff Zients actually announced the where they're heading and how they're getting there. But this is all something he's been working on for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And so this is actually just the implementation plan of Zients' announcement from last month. It would detail expectations for all agencies, including CIOs, program acquisition, financial officials, including contractors as well. This is going to be something for everybody, if you will.
A potpourri.
Thank you. Zients detailed the 5 major structural changes last month, and the changes are starting with acquisition in the budget process.
Change is aligning budget and acquisitions with the technology cycle. The way we currently budget and acquire IT is broken. The appropriations process forces agencies to specify in detail what they're going to build 24 months before they even start a project. We're going to work with agencies in Congress on pilot projects for budget flexibility that we can then roll out across government.
Now, Zients also talked about the acquisition workforce improvements, including strengthening program management. Zients points to the Social Security Administration as an example of what OMB wants to do across government.
To fix this, the Social Security Administration has developed a multi-tier career track for program managers that requires both training and demonstrated expertise. Program managers advance by cutting their teeth on small projects before moving to larger, more complex ones. In fact, SSA will not begin a project until the right manager is in place and dedicated to lead it.
Now, OMB and the Office of Personnel Management will professionalize the IT Career Path program. And Zients says the agencies will need to also streamline governance and accountability. There's too many layers of oversight and accountability across programs, bureaus, departments. And finally, he wants more communication between industry and government. We've heard this several times before, but OMB likes to point out, look, we used a wiki, we used a public wiki, if you will, to ask for requirements around recovery.gov when they're developing that. Mm-hmm. That's a great example they always point to. They said, well, if we can do it for that, we can do it for anything. So these are just the kind of the high level areas that OMB is looking at. Tomorrow we're going to get really the down and dirty. What are they going to expect agencies and contractors to actually do?
And just to be very clear, those comments that we just played were from a month ago when he essentially said on December 9th, we'll have it all unveiled.
Exactly.
And that's what happens tomorrow.
Exactly. That's what happens tomorrow. And in fact, one of the things that people have been waiting for is, okay, well, what does this mean? How are we going to strengthen program management? They give you tidbits. And last week when I was at a GovExec breakfast with Vivek Kundra, he took it another step further. So tomorrow, we'll take it the final step.
Perfect. And we've been hearing, and I know you've been covering this a lot, and we've been hearing a lot about OMB's plans to change how agencies manage IT. What are you hearing?
Well, I've been doing some digging around, and for instance, I know I've found out certain things. There'll be some specific requirements around cloud computing. As we've seen by GSA last week and today, the Agriculture Department's announcement of moving to the commercial cloud for email and other similar commodity tools, that's going to be a major priority for OMB.
Their cloud-first policy is what
cloud
they call
first. But they're going to be specific. So you have agencies are going to have specific requirements of what they're going to have to do. What those will be, again, we'll have to wait till tomorrow. We've heard about GSA working on a blanket purchase agreement for email as a service. Well, I'm told there are more of those similar cloud computing blanket purchase agreements under consideration. And I wouldn't be surprised if we heard about the cloud computing government-wide strategy. GSA has been working on that. This is something we've reported back in August.
Yeah.
Again, all part of this rollout of Cloud First. I know there'll be some specific requirements on program and project management, including a mandate to use agile development for all projects. Now, OMB is also working with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy on that, and we're going to put out some templates, some guidelines, really so agencies can understand, okay, what are their expectations to use agile or modular development? Not just use it, follow the FAR, but here's how, here's some good advice. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really key because so many things get put in the FAR as a final rule, and then agencies throw their...
Well, the FAR's, I'm using visuals here,
they
which
can
doesn't
see that.
Work. Yeah, but it's this big, huge document, and no one knows the whole thing. So you have to, you need those actual lessons learned.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And part of lessons learned, actually, is the TechStat sessions. That's something OMB has been focusing on those 26 high-priority projects, but we're going to learn more, actually, about that soon as well. And they're going to take that down to the agency level. So it's not just, hey, we're going to continue looking at projects, but we want agencies to bring together the CIO, the CFO, program people, business people, acquisition people, and even, you know, assistant secretaries for management or deputy secretaries, and really say, what's the problem? How can we fix it? How can we get this project on track? So we've talked about that before. They're going to keep it going.
And one of the things you've been hearing that we were going to get out of tomorrow is perhaps a little fleshing out of the role of the CIO.
Absolutely, and I think that's key. Now, it could change dramatically. Now, Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO, said last week at a breakfast that I covered, he wants CIOs to focus more on execution and not so much on policy. And that's a big shift because over the last decade, CIOs have fought, if you will, the uphill battle to get out of the back room and into the boardroom. We've heard that many times.
Seat at the table.
And it's not so much that he wants them not to have that seat at the table, but he's saying, okay, policy is good, policy is important, but how are the projects doing? Have that ability to really say, okay, are the projects meeting the business needs? Which is still that seat at the table. It's just maybe a different seat. And part of that is OMB wants to give CIOs budget authority over what he calls, what Vivek Kundra calls, commodity IT, email, storage, infrastructure. They've always talked about commodity IT as electricity. You plug it into the wall and it's there. The same thoughts about email and storage and things like that, and they want to give CIOs the budget authority over that as well.
And we're just about out of time, but the OMB is working to actually get these out there early. I mean, they really have to sell these ideas.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the key. You know, they've been meeting with congressional staffs over the last week or two, I've been told. I've talked to some Hill sources, and they've told me, you know, we're supportive of it, but why not just pass the Carper-Collins IT management bill?
Yeah.
That's the key. And I'm told the problem is which was with the House lawmakers as much as with the administration. The House has been scared off by the Congressional Budget Office's estimate that's going to cost $150 million to implement these changes, even though the savings could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And in fact, the administration hasn't pushed for it either. So there's some frustration there. OMB also has been meeting with agency and senior officials, including CIOs, to ensure they're on board. And industry is going to play a key role because no matter what you do, industry is going to sell the products, they're going to sell the services, and if they don't understand where you're driving toward, then their selling is going to be all wrong. And in fact, IAC actually is inviting senior industry executives to the event at the White House tomorrow.
Oh, great. So walk us through, what is the plan for tomorrow? What happens?
Plan for tomorrow is quite simple. 8:30, big announcement at the White House. It should be done by 10. We're going to have more specifics online starting at 6 a.m. I'll be on with Tom and Amy, and we'll have some details before everyone else.
And